This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out their retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigars, gear, and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Personally, aside, I believe Tua can have just as good a career as Burrow, maybe just not as many big yard games. I agree. 100%. You just got to understand your play. Hey, listen, Joe Burrow may not have a long career. Some of you are going, what are you talking about? Well, if he keeps playing behind that line, he's going to get killed eventually. It's only one way. The guy's already blown a knee. We all know that, right? You do know he blew out his knee last year. Took 9 sacks this past week, or 8 sacks. Something like that. Are you kidding me? So that'll be a problem with Joe Burrow as time moves on. They better improve that line. It's like what we talk about with the Colts. The Colts have Andrew Luck. He gets killed to the point that he retires. And now the Colts have one of the best offensive lines in football. They do it after the guy retires. After your generational quarterback retires. Right. Now let's build it, right? Now those are things that just leave you baffled. Chris Campbell says, I understand as Dolphin fans, we have zero patience and it's 100% validated, but to not give Tua one more year would be a big mistake. Yeah. I mean, listen, man, we're at a point where the Dolphin Nation, it's like what you said, all the points you made, Chris, are 100% accurate. We understand people's frustrations. We understand that they have, you know, short fuses nowadays and no patience. And I'm with you. I mean, it's funny. Ryan Tannehill's had 10 years to prove that he's not a franchise quarterback, and yet he gets every opportunity. So to me, this is the only thing I tell people. I just want Tua to have one shot. I want to find out if he can do it or not. Just give him a team like they have in New Orleans, like they have in the Rams, like they have in Tennessee, like they have in Minnesota. Just give him that. I just want to see what he can do. And if he can't, then I know he can't do it and I'm wrong and we move on. Okay, fine. But at least I want to see it. Meanwhile, I'm watching 17 and Tannehill's had 10 years. And while he never had this in Miami, but dude, he has a pretty perfect situation and he constantly proves that he can't get it done. So he's thoroughly proven that he can't get it done. Well, at least I'd like the opportunity for Tua to prove that he can or can't. And then I can live with the results. But I can't live with the results when there are no results, when you haven't given the guy an opportunity and I haven't seen it yet. So I need to see him succeed or fail. That's it. That's all. And I'm sticking to my guns the same way I've stuck to my guns with Tannehill. That I was never a believer because he constantly showed me he wasn't the guy. You know, the regular season stats all look beautiful and all that, but he's never been a guy that can elevate. And that's what I've always said from the get-go. So I'm going to stick to my guns with Tua also. I just want to see him succeed or fail on an even level playing field. It's not a matter of thinking, oh, can he do what Josh Allen and Mahomes are doing? Probably not. That's not his kind of game. He's going to need a balanced team. And by the way, most of the balanced teams are the ones that win the Super Bowl. Usually the guy that's gunslinging ends up dying at one point or another. We had a guy gunslinging for 17 years. And at one point or another, the gunslinger dies. You're going to need a defense. You're going to need a running game. You're going to need a great coaching staff. These are the things that end up winning a Super Bowl, the more complete teams. Like I said yesterday, Teddy Bruschi had the line of the weekend. Quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls. Teams win Super Bowls. And he's right. He's right. Quarterbacks can help you make those plays, but the team is going to carry you there. Somebody's got to strip the ball, right? And Ndamukong Suh. Somebody's got to score the points, Matt Stafford. Somebody's got to run the ball. You know, everybody's got a job to do. You don't win it without the defensive players, the special teams players, the kickers hitting 53-yarders as time expires. You know, all of these things are important. Adam Vinatieri is credited with one of those seven Super Bowls, right, for the Patriots. So you need a team. And that's all I want. Just one time, I just want Tua to have a team. That's all. That way we can find out, can you play or you can't play? When they trade X this offseason, we'll finally find out, can Noah play or not? Why? Because they're actually given the opportunity to go out there and succeed or fail. Isn't that what you want in life? If you're a salesperson and you're trying to make your way up to sales manager, you want to prove you can be a manager. If you're out on the street and you want to prove that you can be a salesperson, you just want a job, right? That's all we want. We want a job. We want a Alan Poupart's coming up. He was an intern at one point and he wanted to prove that he can write. And he's proven for 30 years that he's an ass kicker as a writer. Right? He wanted that opportunity to prove that he can do it. He proved it. That's it. Lots of people have gotten that opportunity and either succeeded or failed. That's all I'm asking for Tua. Give him that one opportunity to succeed or fail. Tannehill never had it here, right? And we talked all that crap. Well, you got to give him this, give him that, which is true because he's not that guy. So you give him this, give him that. Well, they gave him this, they gave him that in Tennessee, and it didn't work out. That's all I'm asking. Give it to him one time.